Translation: O Suta Goswami, your words are pleasing to our minds. Please therefore explain this to us as it was spoken by the great devotee Shukadeva Goswami, who is very expert in transcendental knowledge, and who spoke to Maharaj Parikit upon being asked.
So, Parikit Maharaj was asking, and Shukadeva Goswami was replying. Both of them were fit to ask and to reply. Bhagavata Pradhana. Maharaj Parikshit was disciple, and Shukadeva Goswami was the spiritual master. If both of them become fit, are fit, then the discussion on the Srimad Bhagavatam is very pleasing. The student and the master. When the master is learned and the student is foolish, then it will be not very much pleasing. Or the master is foolish, a student is also foolish, that will also not be. Both of them should be. Satang prasangat mama bija sangbida. Bhavanti ritkanna rasayana katha. Bija. Bija means potence. Just like if a potent husband and potent wife have sex intercourse, immediately there will be pregnancy. Therefore, this word is used. Potent. Formerly, this was being used. Both the husband and the wife remain potent, not impotent and sterilized. They remain potent, voluntarily. But when they wanted to beget a child, that one sex intercourse is sufficient, there is child. Therefore it is said, satang prasangad mama bija sangvidha bhavanti ritkanna rasayana katha. If the Bhagavad discussion is done between the two potents, the disciple and the master, then immediately saddha ridhi avaruddhati, as it is said in the beginning. Have you got Bhagavat in the first beginning? Sadhya ridhi avaruddhate nigamakalpatar galitam phalamidam simad bhagavatam. Sadhya ridhi avaruddhate susubhi tatkhanat. Susubhi, those who are serious about understanding about the Supreme Absolute Truth. So, for him, immediately God becomes entrapped within the heart. God is there, but especially, ridhi avaruddhate kingma pari is avaruddhate means you capture God. If there is discussion between devotees, tushyanti cha ramanti cha, in Bhagavad Gita it is said, tushyanti cha ramanti cha. When Bhagavad discussion is there amongst devotees, it is the business of the devotees, not the business of the non-devotees. Unfortunately, India, it has become a profession. Some unscrupulous person, they recite Bhagavad Saptaha, and the audience gather also for some material benefit. They take it as auspicious activity, shubhakarja. They don't care for neither the speaker nor the devotee. They don't care for understanding the science of God. They are after some material profit. The professional reader, he reads, he takes some contribution, some money, some clothing, some umbrella, some shoes, some food, some money. In this way he collects a very lump sum for his maintenance of his family. And the audience also think that by hearing Bhagavatam, I will be very much profited materially. This is going on. Bhagavad Saptah, imitation. Parikshit Maharaj heard for 1 week Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami. So they are imitating this 1 week. But where is Parikshit and where is Sukadeva? Both of them have got some ulterior purpose to hear Bhagavatam. Therefore it is not affecting. They are hearing Bhagavatam for thousands of years, but still they are where they were formerly. But actually, if Srimad Bhagavatam is heard, just like Parikshit Maharaj is hearing, Sri Vishnu Smarane, Sri Vishnu, Abhavad Vaya Sakhi Kirtane, Sabanam Kirtanam, Sri Vishnu Sabane Parikshit. Parikshit Maharaj got salvation simply by hearing about Vishnu, Sri Vishnu Smarane, Sravane. Parikshit Maharaj, he was king, he was politician, so he had no much knowledge about Vedic instruction. But when he was cursed that he would die within 7 days, he became very serious. And all the sages and saintly persons agreed that Maharaj Parikshit, for the last remaining days of his life, 7 days, he should hear attentively Srimad Bhagavatam. The Sri Vishnu Sravane Parikshit, he got salvation simply by hearing about the glories of the Lord or activities of the Lord, which is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Vishnu Sravane Parikshit Abhavad Vaiyasakhi Kirtane. And Vaiyasakhi's name is mentioned here. Vaiyasakhi Rapa Vidya. Vaiyasakhi means Sukadeva Goswami. He simply went on narrating. In the middle, there were some questions, intelligent questions by Parikshit Maharaj. Question is also required. If you simply hear, do not understand, just like dumb stone, that's not good. You should hear attentively, and as soon as there is some difficulty, you should question. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sivaya. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that you should understand, first of all, surrender. Pranipat, tadviddhi pranipatena. Pranipatena means you must find out this able teacher where you can surrender. So nobody wants to surrender, but if he sees that there is a greater personality than him, he surrenders. That is nature. So this pranipat word means that you should not go for understanding Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad to a storekeeper. You should go to a person where you can surrender. Tadviddhi pranipate. And pariprasnena, an inquiry. And sevaya, you should not take, you should not inquire gratis. You must give service. Just like if you purchase something, you must pay for it. Therefore, it is called sevaya. You cannot pay by returning the value which is taught by the spiritual master. That is not possible. Therefore, it is called seva. Dedicate your life for his service. You cannot pay. What you have got to pay to a spiritual master? Just like our King Prithu Maharaj, when the Kumaras preached him about transcendental knowledge, he very humbly submitted, "My dear spiritual master, he have taught me so nice, I require to give you some dakshina." Dakshina, that is required. After initiation, one should pay dakshina. There is a system. I should pay dakshina, but what shall I pay? I haven't got anything as my personal possession. It is already by the mercy of the brahmanas that I am enjoying this kingdom. So, it is already belonging to you. My kingdom, it is already belonging to you. That was the system. Any saintly person, brahmana, will ask from a kshatriya king. He cannot deny. A corna, he gave his son to be sacrificed. A brahman asked that, "I want your son to be sacrificed by you." He was incarnation of God. He tested Karna's charity. He was very charitable. He asked him that, "I want your son and you shall sacrifice, you both husband and wife." He agreed, Karna, "Yes, I'll do that." So there are some tests like that. So actually, formally, the kings, they possess their kingdom just to manage, not thinking, "Oh, it is my property. I am the king." As soon as the kings thought like that, the monarchy finished. The king never thought like that. He thought himself as appointed agent of God, king. So he never thought. So Prithu Maharaj said that nothing belongs to me, and even if I can pay from my treasury, so I cannot actually pay for the benefit I have derived from it. Therefore, the only way I can pay, that I surrender unto you. You can utilize me anyway. So, tad vidhi pranipate na pariprasnena sevaya. Therefore, the disciple's duty is to be ready always to serve the spiritual master at any cost. That is the disciple's duty. Sevaya upadakshanti tat jnanam jnanina tat darshina. So real knowledge can be achieved in this process. Pranipat, not that I can challenge, I have got so much education, I have degrees, I can understand what is God. Or there is no need of God, I am God. We are the controller. So these are all askeldom. Real thing is, tadvidhi panipatena pariprasnena, as Parikshit Maharaj, the emperor of the world, he is hearing from Sukadeva Goswami. You have seen that picture in our Bhagavat, newly published, how Parikshit Maharaj humbly asking and sitting before Sukadeva Goswami. So, Bhagavata Pradhana. Bhagavata Pradhana. So, Sukadeva Goswami is the chief Bhagavata. Bhagavata, there are two kinds of Bhagavatam, Grantha Bhagavatam and this person Bhagavatam. So, Sukadeva Goswami was person Bhagavatam, Bhagavata, chief, Bhagavata Pradhana. Bhagavata Pradhana means realize. We should not hear Bhagavatam from a professional man who are observing the Bhagavata Saptaha. I know in Bombay there is a big speaker of Bhagavatam. He preaches that you remain in your family life very peacefully. This is the instruction of Bhagavatam. He never teaches that you have to give up this nonsense family life, you have to go back to home, back to God. He never preaches that. There are so many examples, it comes to the conclusion. Then you live peacefully. As if to live peacefully in this material world is the highest achievement of life. Then they will never disclose the actual fact that nobody can live in this world peacefully. It is not possible at all. But they want money. So they will flatter, or they will go to Krishna's Rasalila, presenting Krishna as ordinary human being, and the gopis are ordinary girls. So this is very palatable for us, kissing, embracing young girls. So Krishna is doing, so they take it that their embracing and kissing is supported by Krishna. This is going on. That is a different subject matter, they do not know that. Therefore, the Krishna's dealing with the gopis have been described in the middle of 10th canto. And 9 cantos have been devoted, described, so that one may understand what is Krishna. What is Krishna? The beginning in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya, begins, Janamadasajataha. What is this Vasudeva Krishna? Janamadasajataha is the origin of everything. And if we take Krishna as ordinary person and he's dancing with the gopi, just like ordinary thing, then what Bhagavata? He will understand. He will go to hell. He is deriding, taking Krishna very insignificantly. Avagya, avajananti magamurha manasim tanuvasita. These rascals, because I observe my pastimes, just like human being, they are accepting me as human being, ordinary. Manasimintanuvas. Parambhava vajananta. They do not know what is the background of Krishna. The background of Krishna is, in the beginning, say, Janamadasajataha, the first aphorism of Vedanta Sutra. That means, Vedanta means to understand Krishna. These rascal Vedantis, they try to kill Krishna. They want to become himself Krishna, the so-called Vedantis. Vedaishta sarvai ahameva vedyam. The purpose of reading Vedanta means to understand Krishna. So without understanding Krishna, without being trained of how to understand Krishna, if one reads about Krishna's Rasalila, he will go to hell. Because he has got the tendency of this easy sex. So he thinks Krishna is like us. Therefore, for ordinary man, this Krishna Lila means they simply understand Krishna Lila means Krishna's Ras Lila. That's and Krishna's killing the Kamsa, that is not Lila. Because Kamsas, the Rakshasas, they are afraid of being vanquished by Krishna. That they do not like that Lila. They like this Lila. Therefore, the idea is that if we want to understand Krishna, because Krishna understanding is not so easy, manushanam sahasreshu kaschid jatati siddhaye jatatam api siddhyanam kaschid betimam tattat. So, like Sukadev Goswami, you should hear patiently, submissively, with service, and question. So, in that way, Maharaj Parikshit attained salvation in 7 days. If it is Srimad Bhagavatam actually heard in that seriousness, where is that seriousness? That seriousness was there in Parikshit Maharaj because he knew it. Certainly, that he was going to die within 7 days. So I have to finish my God-realization, self-realization with 7 days. We are not so serious, because we are thinking that we shall live for 7 millions of years. So again, let me go slowly. Better utilize the time by sleeping. That is our position. If you have got some time, let me take this opportunity by sleeping, not by reading the books. So if you do not become serious, then it will take many, many years. But we should be serious more than Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj had at least time limit 7 days, but we do not know whether we will live again 7 minutes. Any moment your heart can fail you. You do not know. You are going to the street just like the two boys are coming. They did not know that they are going to be killed. So our life is so jeopardized. Any moment I can die. That's a fact. If you don't take seriously like that any moment I can die. So Parikshit Maharaj had the opportunity of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 days. So I do not know whether we'll have opportunity for read Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 minutes. So let me read it very seriously. That should be our attitude. Not that, Parikshit Maharaj was given 7 days notice, I have no such notice, I may live for 7 millions of years. That is our disease. Here, the most wonderful thing is that everyone is seeing, that everyone is dying every moment, but the man seeing, he is thinking that he will live forever. This is the most wonderful thing. Nobody thinks, though, he is dying, so I will have to die. No, he thinks I will live. He is dying. This is the most wonderful thing. He does not think that I have seen my father has died, my mother has died, my brother has died, so everyone has died, so I will die. So what I am doing before death? They are not serious. Not at all serious. But death is as sure as death. And we do not know when that death is coming to take place. So how much serious we should be? We should be very serious. Labdhya sudullam amidam bahusambhavanti. We have got this human form of body, human consciousness, advanced consciousness, after many, many births, after through the evolutionary process. Many millions of years, we have passed through many species of life. Asitiṃ caturāṃ saiva lokhyāṃ stāṃ jīva jātiṣu. Asitiṃ caturāṃ, 84 lakhs or 8,400,000. Brahmadbhi purusai manasam. In this way, going through so many species of life, we have got this human form of life. Tadapi aphalatam jata atma abhimaninam barakanam anasitta govinda charanadayam. In this valuable life, it will also be spoiled if we don't surrender to Krishna. Krishna is canvassing personally. Sarva dharmān parityajya māmekaṃ saraṇaṃ vraja aham tvā sarva pāpebhyo mukkhiṣyāmi. Krishna personally comes to canvass, because we are all Krishna's children. He is very sorry that we are in this miserable condition of life. He is very sorry. But we are so full, we do not know that what is the condition of our life. We are thinking we are very, very happy. This is called Maya. He is suffering. He is kicked by the shoes of Maya every moment, and he still is thinking, I am very happy. Why shall I go back to home? I shall remain in America. But you cannot be allowed to remain in America. You are thinking all right. You are born of a very rich family, a rich nation. You have got opulence. You have your roads and your houses are very nice. But who is going to allow you to live here? Why don't you think like that? You may live for 50 years or 60 years or almost 100 years, then you will be kicked out. But they do not know that life is eternal. When I am kicked out, then what life I am going to accept? They are in oblivion. There is no education in the university. And this is going on. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is a boon to the human society. You should take it very seriously and utilize your human form of life to understand it and be happy. Thank you very much. Yeah.